So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So I don't know what day it is. As usual, it could be any day. Anyway, welcome to the Business Growth Show. Today, we're going to talk about the four things your coach would wish that they could actually say to you. But I'm going to tell you them anyway. So if you've got a coach right now, well, first of all, if you haven't got a coach, why haven't you got a coach? Everyone should have a coach. I've got a coach. If you haven't got a coach, you should have a coach. It goes without saying. Coaching doesn't have to be generic. However, it can go into being very, very specific and down a very specific path. So you might have a Facebook ads coach. You might have a fitness coach. You might have simply a mindset coach. If you're feeling a bit down and you want to resolve that, then you might have a mindset coach of some kind. You might have somebody who just deals with business growth, or somebody who just deals with time management, or just somebody who deals with dealing with your ability to lead a team. That would be a great coach to have, because not everything that we do is generic. Sometimes we got to drill down. So it's almost like finding, it doesn't even have to be your weakest point necessarily, because I'm not a great believer of working on your weakest aspect of your game. It's like, you know, if I'm no good at accounting, why am I working on accounting? I'm never going to be good at that. So how about I go and improve my marketing skills, which we're already good at. And so we'd get even better at that. So I'm a great believer in that. But also, I do need a level of accounting knowledge. I have to understand, you know, some of the processes and some of the stuff we can claim for and so on. But I won't buy a coach for that. Buy a book for stuff like that. But a coach really should be somebody who you speak, you know, every once or two or three times a month. And it's someone who can take what you're going through and then change it and see it from a different angle and enable a client to change it through a different angle. Because what happens is, you know, if I show you this mug, for example, let's do it that way around. If I show you that mug, it just looks like like that. You don't know what it is. Is it a plant pot? Like, nobody knows actually what it is. But when we turn it around, it's got my group mug. When we look it around, you see the handle. Now you know it's a mug. Where if it's I don't know, like that, obviously, is it a mug or is it a plant pot? What is it? Do you see what I mean? And so this can be the difference. And going, oh, it's a mug. I've been doing it wrong. I've been putting trees in there and wondering why my tree's not growing appropriate because it's Groot. But, oh, now I know it's a mug. I need to put coffee in there. It makes me go faster. Got it. Okay, I get it now. So your coach should be about adapting and changing how you see the world and changing it just slightly. So you go, oh. And that's where you're going to get these breakthroughs. Now, a couple of things about the coaching is that obviously when you get a coach, you want someone who's actually done the bloody stuff themselves, who've got experience of doing it. And unfortunately, in 2022, there's so many people, they go out and buy friends, they buy followers, they buy Instagram views and so on and so forth. There's some very well-known property trainers that do that. And it's so obvious. I saw one. And anyway, let's not go into that. But you, I think you probably know who I'm talking about, and I'm not going to mention any names, and you don't mention them either. It's fine, but we all know who we're talking about. Anyway, so they, you know, you can buy credibility, you can buy followers and that kind of thing. And so it's a little bit fake. And they actually make more money doing coaching and training than they do actually making money on property. But some of us have actually got that experience because we've been doing it for 23 years. Anyway, let's move on to the four things that your coach would wish that you did. Number one, then, is actually do the work. It drives me insane. So we go, okay, I need you to do this and this and this. You've got 2 weeks to do it. We're going to catch up again in 2 weeks. Have you done it? And so we get there in 2 weeks and we go, oh, oof, you never guess what happened this week. And it's like, I can. I totally can. You haven't done it, have you? Oh, well, it's because it's like you can have results. Or you can have reasons. Which one is it? Like, either is fine, but you can't have both. Do you want results or do you want reasons / excuses? You can't have both. So tell me why you haven't done it. Oh, well, this happened and that happened and this happened and that happened. It's like it's irrelevant. It's like a tenant who's, you know, they've gone through something, that a family member's passed away and they haven't paid the rent, and they're using that as an excuse. And I'm like, oh, so you haven't paid your rent, okay, but I still have a mortgage to pay, Well, and I know you're going through stuff right now, but you still have to pay your rent. If you had a mortgage, would you not pay your mortgage? No, I'd pay that. Oh, okay. So you pay your mortgage, but you won't pay. Do you see what I mean? And it's like, you can have reasons or you can have results. You can't have both. So which one is it? How about we just remove all those excuses out of the way and you actually go do the bloody work? How about you pay your rent, you pay your mortgage, you do the work? It doesn't matter how hard it is. It's irrelevant how hard it is. The whole point is you're given that task in order for you to go and do that task. And the reason why you were given that task is you're either looking to achieve something or there's something to learn in doing that task. I remember, in fact, I'll talk about this in a minute. I remember going on a training course and I want to cover it because it was really valid. With Millionaire Mind Intensive, what's he called? T. Harv Eker, I think. But I'll talk about that in a second. But look, you've actually got to do the work, okay? No one's going to do it for you. There's lessons inherent in you doing the work. It's going to move you forward. It's like this. If you've got a brick wall and every task that you give yourself is a brick, okay? And you might have 40 different tasks to do that week. Each task is a brick. And so imagine building a wall and each task is a brick and you're laying each brick because every time you do a task, you get to lay a brick. And then you get to the end of the week and as you look back at the wall that you've produced, you've actually only dropped 30 bricks. You've only done 15 tasks out of the 40. And it's like, well, what do you think your wall's going to look like? Well, it's not even going to look like a wall, is it? And when you look back a year from now or 5 years from now or 10 years from now, that is the foundation that your entire future lifetime is resting on. And you've only actually laid 25% of the stuff that you said you were going to lay and it's full of holes. Do you think that's a solid ground for future investment? Of course it isn't. Obviously, we're talking very metaphorically here. And I hope you're kind of picking up what I'm saying. But if your coach is giving you the tasks for you to go do, you need to go do the goddamn tasks. There's no ifs, there's no buts, there's no excuses, there's no reasons why you couldn't do it. It's all irrelevant. You just go get the damn thing done. I don't care what it takes. Damn, both my legs fell off. I don't care. As a coach, I don't care. I don't care what's happened. Have you done the tasks? No. I do coaching as well. I'll give you a bit of empathy. Oh, that must be so hard for you. It's like, you know, where's Dan? I'm trying to find a blank piece of paper here. This is my empathy. Hang on, here we go. Here's my empathy. Oh, no, that's really bad for you. Empathy number 16. Oh, that must make you feel really bad. Oh, empathy number 4. Oh, you poor thing. Oh, it didn't. Like, I don't give a shit. I honestly don't give a shit. Look, I've been through family court. My levels of empathy when people have shit going on are minimal. I've been there. No one gave a shit when I was there. So, and look, as a coach, you're paying the person to step out. If you want empathy and sympathy, go see your friends, go see your mum and dad, go see your siblings, go see your family, go see your co-workers. That's great. Love it. Go get empathy, go get sympathy. Love it. But if you want your ass kicked, you're paying someone to kick your ass. Excuse me. You're not paying somebody to be your friend or be your buddy. Do the goddamn work. We don't care what excuses you've got. Okay, the next bit then. Excuse me. On the four things that you wish your coach wish that you did. You need to remove the... that'll do. I always say to myself, I'm going to bring a cold drink and then I forget. That's cold coffee. Remove the that'll do kind of attitude that people come to the table with. So this is one of the things I find really interesting. You give, 100 people the same piece of information. Some take that information and then they implement it and they do amazingly well. You have others and they'll take that information and they'll implement it and they do mediocre. And then you have others and they take exactly the same information, they do exactly the same work and they get zero results. And it's like, so is that the information that's wrong? It's not, is it? It's not the information that's wrong. It's the person implementing the information. And one of the differences, that'll do. And when I speak to people, I go, have you dropped leaflets? Oh, yeah, no, we've tried leaflets. Leaflets don't work. What? Oh, yeah, leaflets don't work. Yeah, they do. Pretty much work for everybody. What are you doing that is different? I'll give you an example. We had a client, really nice people, have done very well for themselves, thankfully. And they were dropping leaflets, not getting results. And actually what it took was, they were very positive and very optimistic, but what it took was just this very small shift, this concept of not never giving up, but just this small shift in attitude. And they had a great attitude to begin with, don't get me wrong, but something just shifted and I could sense it. And I actually pointed it out to them in a call. I said, there's something different about you guys today and I can't quite work out what it was. And, you know, it's the difference. Tony Robbins will say this, if I do this from a side angle. The difference between this and this is success. That half a millimetre from here to here, that's the difference between success. It's not this massive, you wake up one morning and, you know, pigs are flying and the world is singing and rainbows are out and the birds are tweeting and life is amazing. That's not how it works. We wish it was. It's like a switch. That's not how it works. It creeps up on you. And it's almost like you don't recognize it until it hits. And the work that you're putting in, you know, and you're constantly putting in work and you're not quite getting the results yet. And it's like, well, just keep going. Oh, damn, you don't understand. I've been going for 5 years. And, well, I've not had any success. That's okay. Keep going. Keep changing it. Keep going. Keep changing it up. Keep doing slightly different things. Change your attitude. Put out more content. All this stuff. No, but you don't understand that. I do understand. I've been there. I've absolutely got that exact same experience of you where I've put in so much effort and it just simply hasn't worked. I've been there. But the difference is, and you'll find this when you put in so much work, is that then you'll do something and you go, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And now I get it. Now this is going to work. And then you put it out and it works. And it's because the difference is that you've removed this. Oh, it'll do. Just put it out. It'll do. But it has to be a peeling an onion, a stepping stone of you putting in the work and getting all the way up to here. It just absolutely has to be a stepping stone. Let me just block that user on YouTube. Whenever we go live, by the way, interestingly, we get people just putting links to porn sites, which is always nice. And it looks like it's the same site every time. And we block them. It's always a different person. So whenever we go live, anyway, I find that interesting. So removing the that'll do, you start getting some really big differences. Okay, next one. You'll like this one. 4 things that your coach would wish that you did. Trust the process. Stop questioning Daniel San. Now, this refers to Mr. Miyagi in The Karate Kid. And so if you think back to The Karate Kid and Daniel LaRusso is doing his wax on and wax off and all he can think of is washing and cleaning cars. And I think it's a bit of slave labour. He doesn't understand that this is going to make him The Karate Kid, right? So it takes me back to playing a game called The Karate Kid on the Acorn Electron or the Spectrum, ZX Spectrum. So Daniel LaRusso, at one point, he was having an argument with Mr. Miyagi because he didn't trust the process. Because he couldn't work out what all this wax on, wax off stuff was about. And then he takes him to one side and he shows him. Now, Miyagi took him to one side and explained why we do this. Now, as a coach, we sometimes get you to do things. We call it behavioural tasking. We sometimes get you to do things because there is a lesson inherent in getting you to go do something. I'll give you an example. We had a guy and he wanted to stop smoking. And we can do smoking cessation, that's fine. But I wanted to see how committed was this guy to doing smoking cessation. So I said to him, look, go get yourself a pad. Go get yourself a pen. And when you've done that, let's book your first call. And he's like, oh, I'll get one from school. I said, no, go buy one. I want you to go buy one from WH Smith or your local bookstore or whatever, right? Just go buy one. He said, well, why do I need to buy one? I said, don't worry about that. Just go do it. Kept questioning, why do I need to buy one? I can get one from school. Why is it costing me money? Like, and in the end, we actually didn't take that person on as a client because that behavioural tasking, they weren't ready to stop smoking because they wouldn't do the process. They wouldn't commit to the process. And I said to them, just go do it. Just trust me on the process. No, I want to know why. But you don't get to know why. You don't get to find the magic, you know, secrets of the magician. That's not how this stuff works. Go do it. Now, in my mind, I knew exactly what was going on. In their mind, they just think it's a useless task. But you either commit to the process or you're not. And if you're committed to it, then you go do whatever the coach says. Now, I'll give you an example. I was at a T. Harv Eker event many, many, many years ago, 10 years ago, Millionaire Mind Intensive, the one where you put the arrow against your throat and then you step into it and you break the arrow with your throat. Really cool. Don't do that at home, by the way. You've got to be under correct conditions and so on. But there is There is one task inside of that training where you get a £50 note and then you all queue up and you're going to set fire to this £50 note. And T. Harv Eker was making the point of, you idiots, why are you doing that? You should protect your money. One guy, and I remember him distinctly, and he stood up and said, yeah, but I did it because I do what my coach tells me to do. And I was like, that's brilliant. And not only that, he said, I thought that there was a lesson to be learned that is greater than the cost of me spending that £50. That there's a lesson in there, inherent in doing that task, that is will far exceed that £50. Now, as it happens, there was a lesson. And the lesson was mine, not his. Maybe he still got it. But here I am 10 years later, talking about it on our podcast, about the fact that this guy stood up and was ready to burn 50 quid. And T. Harv Eker was like, well, what are you doing it for? You're an idiot. You should look after your money. And he was like, no, I'm prepared to spend the money to get the lessons that I need to learn. And so he trusted the process. And in trusting the process, that's where you get the optimal result. Questioning everything. Well, why am I doing that? But what if this and what if that? Don't worry about any of that. Just go do it. But no buts. Just go do it. This is, I think, one of the differences. Just go do it. Don't ask. Just do the work and see what comes back. And then analyse what comes back and then go do more work and then analyse what comes back off that. And then you're slowly hedging towards you being ultra successful with your coach. But you have to trust the process and you're going to have to stop questioning. And then finally on this, the four things that your coach would wish that you did, you've got to appreciate that your coach has got decades of experience. We've got hundreds of previous clients that have gone through the system. And by the way, some of them have done amazing and some of them have done absolute nothing. And the reason those at the bottom have done nothing is because they missed out on doing the work, removing the that'll do, and actually trusting the process. We had one client and she actually wrote a bad review about us maybe 10 years ago. And it's like, he asked me to go get a website. I'm like, but you needed a website? And then she was putting down the fact that she needed a website. I'm like, but you're running a thing that you're trying to get online sales with. And so you have to have a website for that, for what she was doing specifically. And she just refused to go do it. And it's like, she just wouldn't put the work in. She wouldn't trust the process. And it's like, but this is the process. This is what you have to do. You can't come up with a new way of doing it that nobody else has ever done, because there's a reason nobody ever does that, and it's because it doesn't work in the first place. Trust the process. Go do what you need to go do. And so, you know, as coaches, we've got decades of experience, hundreds of clients, hundreds of hours put in, spent in the chair, listening to people's excuses. And do you know what? We've heard all of them. We've heard all the bullshit, we've heard all the not good enough stories, we've heard all the sad stories, and there's some horrifically sad stories, by the way. And I don't mean sad stories as in, oh, that's such a sad story. I mean proper sad stuff. I mean horrific stuff that you have to hear as a coach. You know, I'm surprised we don't have PTSD listening to some of the stuff. It's pretty horrendous. But then not everybody also has a horrendous story. Some people have a wonderful story. And it's not the story that we're interested in. It's, can we get them to a point where they accept who they are and they get the results that they're after, that they're chasing so much? And so actually be able to have a conversation like this without looking at a specific client. And this didn't come from a specific client today, by the way. This is just decades of experience of coaching team members, coaching staff, getting NLP qualifications, and actually being able to look at something. My wife was talking about something a couple of days ago about a behaviour kind of thing. And I'm like, oh, that's this, this, this and this. And she's like, oh, yeah. And instantly she saw it. But it's because of that decades of experience. It's like learning to read Chinese, which I can't do. But then having someone who's learned to read Chinese for 20 years step in and go, oh, well, you just do this, this and this. It's obvious. That's the difference between the coach and the non-coach. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful for you. If you're getting coaching right now, hopefully that will help you get better results from your coach. And if you've not got a coach right now, I highly recommend that you get yourself a coach. Anyway, hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.